proclamation number 7413 dated the September 21st, 1959. Stage of self-awareness. You humans are conscious of yourself. And this is the indication that you are intelligent beings, i.e., that you are able to think and are therefore beings who came forth from God, created in His image and therefore also aware of yourselves. But from this time until your present life on earth you spent an infinitely long time deprived of your self-awareness, a time when you indeed also animated the works of creations as something spiritually tangible, but this spiritual substance was not conscious of itself because it only ever passed through these works of creation as a small component of a once self-aware being. Only after all the small parts had come together again the being embodied itself as a human being and then also entered the stage of self-awareness once again, in which it now has to accomplish a task. Hence, as a human being it carries a certain amount of responsibility for its development because it is intellectually capable of recognizing the pros and cons of everyday life. Thus it is able to assess the effects of its conduct on the human being's real self, the soul. As long as the being was not aware of itself during the preliminary stages it did not have to shoulder responsibility either, and it was subject to the law of compulsion, it implemented what God's will had assigned it to do. It behaved according to instinct, i.e., it was guided by spiritual intelligences which influence the spiritual substance within the works of creation such that it performed the activity it was destined to do. This, however, is different in the stage of a human being when it is self-determination, when it thinks and acts, when, as a self-aware being, it has complete freedom of thought, will and action. And now it should consciously think, want and behave in accordance with God's will. It is no longer determined by God's will but its own will should decide and always in view of self-awareness, for the human being perceives himself as the determining factor, he is aware of himself. He is no longer subject to unknown influence but chooses the direction of his will according to his own liking. And he also knows that he will have to be answerable to how he directs it. This differentiates the human being from the animal, which is already far advanced in its development but which, until its final incarnation as a human being, will always remain a being that is subject to the law of compulsion and incapable of self-determination, irrespective of how intelligent it appears to be. It has not yet regained its self-awareness and therefore not reached the final stage of embodiment either. But it will reach the final stage, for every soul will sooner or later accept its path of earthly life when it embodies itself as a human being and is conscious of its ego. But the fact that the human being is a self-aware being should also make him conclude that his creator and designer, his God of eternity, cannot be an intangible spirit but that he, as the supremely perfect being, is equally intelligent and has free will otherwise living creations which demonstrate such evidence of divinity could not have emerged from him. For from the human being, the created, it is also possible to infer to God, the creator. The highest being has to be self-aware too, just like the human being is self-aware. Only to the highest perfection, because the human being is still undeniably an imperfect being. But, despite his imperfection, he has self-awareness and only this renders the human being a divine being, which was created in his image and shall become as perfect again as it once was when it had come forth from God. Consciousness of self is the greatest miracle of the work of creation, man. People should consider the fact that they would live an empty life without this self-awareness, which gives every person his personal hallmark in the first place, to recognize himself as an intelligent being and to be able to make his own free decisions. Because the human being is able to think about himself and integrate into the framework of creation in awareness of his ego, in awareness of determining for himself what his ego wants. Self-awareness is an obvious mark of divinity, for it is a sign of belonging to a kindred being which brought him into being, even if the being as a person is a mere distortion of what God once created. But he received his self-awareness and therefore is also able to shape himself again into the original being he was in the beginning. In the stage as a human being, in the stage of self-awareness, the being is able to achieve whatever it wants, even if God now and then restricts its opportunity of implementation, but it is capable of planning and thinking, always being its own starting point, always experiencing itself in the center of all happening because it knows it exists and will not lose this consciousness again either. For this reason, however, it will also be held to account one day in regards to how it dealt in earthly life with the great blessing of knowing that it is a self-aware being which was designed by a creator in order to be able to recognize itself and to voluntarily establish the right kind of relationship with its creator. The faculty of thought belongs to self-awareness and only this can yield the right kind of fruit, but free will always has to be active too, which equally belongs to a divine living creation. And this free will has to utilize all divine gifts properly, then the being will take the right path during its earthly life as a human being which will, without fail, lead to a retransformation and it will return into its Father's house in all perfection, just as it once had come forth from there. Amen.